a sunny 54 degrees in Richland Center at 8 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The judge in Donald Trump's criminal hush money trial will give the jury final instructions in a little over 2 hours. Then jurors will have to decide what happens next. ABC's Lindsay Tuckman is at the courthouse in Lower Manhattan with more.
The jury has several options today. They have the option of convicting Trump on all the counts, acquitting him of all of those counts, or delivering a mixed verdict in which he is found guilty of some charges, but not others. And the final option, of course, is a hung jury if they don't come to a decision in that. In which the judge could declare a mistrial.
The president and vice president will be in Pennsylvania today. They will be announcing a new initiative for black voters. Investigators in Youngstown, Ohio, are still trying to figure out what blew the facade off a building, killing one person, leaving seven hurt. At this point, they have no idea what caused the explosion. In the Middle East, a series of strikes in the southern city of Rafah this morning as Israel continues its offensive. This is ABC News. Back in court again today, trying to get a new trial. Scott Peterson, convicted 20 years ago of killing his then-pregnant wife.
Much of the attempt by Scott Peterson and his attorneys from the LA Innocence Project relies on what unfolds in a Redwood City courtroom today. They want pieces of evidence tested or retested for DNA, and they claim those results will show under current DNA technology that Scott Peterson did not commit the murders. But prosecutors say Peterson was convicted and has tried over and over again to get off, but has been denied, and that the attempts need to stop. It'll be up to a judge today. Alex Stone, ABC News.
NBA playoffs. Timberwolves survive in the Western Conference Finals, beating Dallas, but Minnesota still trails in the series 3-1. And it turns out peanut butter may be good for babies. A new study from British researchers suggests that introducing smooth peanut butter to babies as young as 4 months old can cut down on the risk of peanut allergies by 70%. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Triple Sierra Group is your local land surveying firm. Equipped with the latest and greatest technology, we guarantee to get the job done right and in a timely manner. As local professionals, we are trusted by the community and do our best to build relationships with every client we work with. If you're looking for a local land surveyor, give Driftless Area Group a call today at 608-647-9050 or check out our website at driftlessareallc.com.
Are you ready to buy a house? Do you know somebody looking to buy a house? Do you not know where to start? Do you not know where to apply? Do you just have some general questions about buying a home? Hey, Jason Schultz here with USA Mortgage, the Schultz Mortgage Team, your local mortgage expert. When I say expert, I mean that because mortgage is all I do. I don't want your checking account. I don't want your car loan. I just want to help you buy a house. Whether you need an FHA loan, a VA loan for veterans, a USDA loan, or a conventional loan, contact the Schultz Mortgage Team 7 days a week, 604-5068. We do not work banker hours.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At the Gokenauer Agency, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff. For Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, they'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center. The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart, along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. Hey, ice cream is back. Stop in and check out the variety of chocolate shop ice cream flavors we have to offer. You scream ice cream. We all scream for ice cream. Available now at Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. We are open Tuesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. and Saturday from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
I'm Pastor Tim, and this is Life Tracks. one spring break while I was in college, a cross-country teammate and I decided to hitchhike to the Florida Keys and back to our college in southern Illinois. We made it to Key West and were on our way back when nightfall came upon us. So we camped overnight on a beach between two of the islands. In the morning, we decided to go for a swim before taking off on our hike again. What we discovered is that there is a strong current flowing from the Gulf of Mexico into the Atlantic Ocean between the islands. When we realized that, we were already about 300 or 400 yards offshore into the ocean and were being drawn away. Because I'm speaking to you now, you know that we made it back to shore, but there were moments of uncertainty and maybe a little panic. That's the way it can be in our walk with Christ. If we aren't intent on moving forward with Him, we can easily drift away. If we aren't actively building our relationship with Him, we can easily lose sight. The Apostle Paul said, "One thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus." Brothers and sisters, keep moving forward. As children of the living God, be in a full relationship with Him, reading and meditating on His Word and talking with Him continually. Then you will not be in danger of drifting.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
Main and A-Plus Furniture are now offering warranty on your furniture. If you have kids, pets, spills, stains, or damage, no problem. UltraCare will help protect your new furniture investment. We have multiple levels that can cover a single item or a full room of furniture. If you have food or drink stains, massage units and components, tear or rip, and more, don't worry, it's covered. Protect your investment. Stop in for more details at Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture & Mattress in downtown Richland Center.
There will never be a time when we don't encourage pre-planning. This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Our staff has years of experience getting to know families and incorporating their loved ones' hobbies, activities, interests, and unique requests into meaningful and memorable services. Don't ever hesitate to make a request because you think it might be too out there. We are honored to work with you to create a service that truly reflects and celebrates your loved one's individual life journey at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning, this is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, the weather system, which has been bringing our region the scattered showers the past couple of days, finally moving further to the south and east away from us. Just a little bit of leftover drizzle toward far southeast Wisconsin early this morning. Otherwise, high pressure settling in from the northwest will bring us plenty of sunshine today and tomorrow with pleasant conditions across the region. Be sure to get out and enjoy that. There will be a slight warming trend heading into the weekend into early next week with a sustained south wind flow. Could push our temperatures at or slightly above normal. A little more humidity working in as well. Now, a front approaching from the west will likely spread some showers across Iowa and Minnesota by Thursday night, spreading into northwest Wisconsin Friday during the day, and across our region Friday night into Saturday morning. Right now, it looks like a few tenths of an inch of rain would be possible. Then things dry up a bit Saturday afternoon into Sunday before the next system moves in Sunday night and Monday. So the forecast for today, sunny to partly cloudy, high close to 69 degrees, north wind between 3 and 10. Tonight should be mainly clear. On the cool side, low near 44. Blue sunny skies tomorrow with comfortable conditions, high temperature at 73, wind southeast to south around 5 to 10. Thursday night, just a couple of clouds, low about 47. Friday, partly sunny and mild, high 76 degrees. We do have a 40% chance of showers late Friday night. Saturday, some areas of rain likely through midday, then some patches of sun, low at 54, high 76. On Sunday, partly sunny and warmer, low in the mid-50s, high up to 79. Monday, partly or mostly cloudy and more humid, scattered showers or thunderstorms likely, low 58 with a high near 81, and Tuesday, peaks of sun and summer-like with a small chance of a shower, low 60, high near 81. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
There's only one day that's better to start an IRA than today, and that's yesterday. The Richland County Bank encourages you to start an IRA today before today is yesterday. Many financial experts estimate that you may need up to 85% of your pre-retirement income in retirement. The Richland County Bank offers a variety of traditional and Roth IRAs, allowing you to save money for retirement in a tax-advantaged way. A visit to the Richland County Bank is a perfect way to start paying yourself first with an IRA, or call 608-647-6306. It's never too early to plan for your retirement, and the earlier you make your contribution, the more you will earn at Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Richland County Bank, we want to be your bank for life.
Currently in Richland Center, it is 55 degrees. And with some sunshine, it's a beautiful morning. Yesterday's high was 64, with, again, some more rain off and on, 0.2 inch here at the studios. The morning low was 46. Record high, 91 in 2018. Record low, 28 in 1965. Last year's high was 82, while the low was 50. Sunset will happen today at 8:32 this evening. Sunrise time tomorrow morning will be at 5:25. Again in Richland Center with a southwest wind, which is around 4 to 5 miles per hour. Barometer is steady at 30.23. And no precipitation today. It is, after a low of 46, 55 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO Sports Time is sponsored by Sean's Auto Repair Performance, the best truck and car repair service in Richland Center, and also by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Coming up, lots of sports to check. It was a very busy night in the high school ranks last night, with games around the area, and then several of them were postponed, and lots of things that didn't go on, and some that did. So we'll check out those stories. Plus, last night, it was a loss for the Brewers. A really good night for pitching, but the Brewers couldn't get it done on the evening.
Now's the time to make sure your vehicle is tuned up for summer. Hi, this is Sean from Sean's Auto Repair and Performance. We'll check your coolant, do a radiator flush, or give you that tune-up you need. Or maybe it's a new set of tires or an alignment. We can do that too. Whether it's cars, trucks, or SUVs, you'll get courteous, quality, professional service for imports and domestics. Call us now at 608-649-AUTO. That's 649-2886. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance, 184 East Mill Street, downtown Richland Center. People who care about your car.
Richards Insurance. See the people you can trust at Richards Insurance, your independent insurance agency serving all of Southwest Wisconsin. Richland Electric Cooperative is proud to offer many services to its members and area residents. Richland Electric Co-op is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. And Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call them for a free estimate on a new high-efficiency Carrier gas furnace. Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. 647-5500.
I'm Phil Nee with WRCO Sports. The season came to an end for the Ithaca softball team last night, suffering just their third loss of the year. It was Hillsboro 6-1 over the Bulldogs, and that was in a sectional semifinal game on Tuesday night. The winning pitcher was Jalen Bloyer, who had given up five hits and struck out five. Suffering the loss was Olivia Young with five hits, six walks, and five strikeouts. The top hitters, Olivia Young was 2 for 3, J.C. Maxwell 1 for 2 with a
home run, and Ariana Lewis and Alyssa Muller both went 1-for-3. For Hillsboro, Kayla Liska 3-for-4 with an RBI last night. Hillsboro will play Thursday at New Lisbon in the sectional finals game. There were a lot of games that were called off last night. That part of the bracket in Division 5, those games were played. Assumption was the winner, 9-1 over Pepin Alma, and Assumption will be the next opponent of Hillsboro on Thursday night, and that will be at New Lisbon. Barneveld was a winner over Judah Albany. That final score was 9-3. Cuba City picked up a 2-0 victory against Fenimore last night. They advanced to play the winner of today's Horicon and Waterloo game. In Division 3, the year came to an end for the River Valley Blackhawks, the second seed. They were beaten by 5th seed Adams Friendship 5-2. So Friendship has defeated Dodgeville, Prairie du Chien, and now River Valley to get to the sectional final, which will be hosted by River Valley on Thursday afternoon at 5, and the opponent of Adams Friendship will be Broadhead, which picked up a 3-1 win over Poinette. Moving on to Division 2 action last night, Mount Hora was a winner 20-3 over Wisconsin Dells, and West Salem a 4-0 victor against Portage. Moving to baseball, Riverdale passed the first test of the WIAA season with a 5-1 win over visiting Iowa Grant. The game was moved to 6 p.m. after more rain in Muscadet yesterday afternoon, muddied up the field. The Panthers took a 1-0 lead in the first when Everett Zimmer singled and scored. Riverdale rallied with a 4-run third inning. Andre Tainter laced a 2-out, 2-strike single that scored 2 runs, and Logan Cagle followed with an RBI single. Starting pitcher Gavin Hinderman left the mound, and Brock Holman came on in relief. Talon Childs had an RBI hit to make it 4-1 Riverdale. Logan Cagle had another RBI in the fifth for an insurance run. As it turned out, it was not needed, as Logan and the Riverdale defense finished strong. He pitched a complete game with 7 strikeouts and 2 walks. I asked him if he felt like he was going to have a good game coming into the day.
I felt a little nervous like I do before all games, but I knew I can come out strong with these guys. I pitched and we won the game the first time we played them, but I knew I would be able to come in strong and put a nice win on the board for us.
And Logan talked about that hit by Andre Tainter, which gave the team a lead and some momentum.
Yeah, that guy's going big time. We've been struggling all year with hits. We just hit it right at the guys, but with that hit there, that got our hopes up big time. We all started hitting the ball. Pretty good hits and everything.
So right now, you know, you've got a good repertoire of games, a good resume of the SWAL, and it's going to be tough whoever you play, but I think Riverdale just remains confident, don't you?
Yeah, we try to remain confident the whole time. We don't want to get and keep our heads down or anything. We want to keep our heads up, go strong, and do our best the whole time.
Riverdale senior Andre Tainter talked to us about the win.
Oh, it feels great. I mean, gave up that first run in the first inning, and then other than that, we all locked in. And that 4-run inning in the third really boosted our morale. And then catching that last out felt so good. I mean, now we just got to beat either Peck or Chelsea Cassville, and then regional champs for the second time in my high school career, so that'd be pretty fun.
Andre says the 9 seniors on the Riverdale roster have stuck together.
Oh, yeah, it's fun. I mean, we've been together for 4 years now. We all experienced winning our sophomore year, winning regionals with another really good senior class. And this year, I think we have the ability to run it back and get even farther in the tournament, honestly.
Riverdale now 13-10 overall with a 5-1 win. Iowa Grant ends the year at 14-10. Riverdale will play tomorrow against the winner of today's Potosi-Cassville versus Pecatonica game. That was rained out yesterday and will be made up today starting at 5 o'clock. Barneveld ended the year for Highland 7-1 and River Ridge over Belmont 4-3. Elsewhere, the year came to an end for the WIAA defending Division IV champion Ithaca Bulldogs in the first round of the tournament. Coming in with just 1 loss on the year, they suffered their 2nd loss of the year when they fell to Cashton 7-4. Cashton and Ithaca were tied at 1 after 1 inning, but the Eagles broke out for a 5-run second inning, which spelled defeat for the Bulldogs. Overall, Cashton with 7 runs and 8 hits, no errors. The Bulldogs four runs, nine hits, and four errors on the day. Starting the game yesterday, Micah Salisbury worked a total of two innings, giving up three hits. Sammy Clary worked the final five innings and gave up five hits. Again, the loss for the Bulldogs, their season ends, and Cashton moves on to face DeSoto, which scored the win last night over Weston. Isaac Jennings took the loss, throwing a complete game, allowing two earned runs on 12 hits, no walks, and three strikeouts. Only four hits for the Silver Eagles on the night. Garrett Granger with a single and an RBI. Garrett Jennings, one single and one RBI. Isaac Jennings with a double. Colton Newman with a single and an RBI. Weston committed three errors on the night, leading to three unearned runs, as well as the season came to an end for the Silver Eagles, a team that was in the sectional last year. Also, moving on from the tournament, it was an 11-2 win for Seneca over Wazika Steuben. Royal with a victory against Brookwood, 6-0. Moving on to Division III games, Aquinas over Fenimore, 5-2. Prairie du Chien, 7. Westby, 3. Mineral Point, 5-3 over Darlington. The Pointers await their opponent, either Cuba City or Viroqua. Those teams play today in Viroqua at 5 o'clock after getting postponed yesterday. And in Division II, Richland Center season extended another day after a postponement yesterday, initially scheduled for 5, then moved to 7 o'clock last night. The game was eventually postponed as conditions in the grounds in Mount Horeb did not improve. So the Vikings will host the Hornets today at 5 o'clock. Richland Center, following a victory against Portage, 2-1 in 9 innings, will face a Mount Horeb team from the same conference. Mount Horeb split with Portage during the regular year. We'll have the game on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com, pregame time around 4:50 today. The winner of that game will face Reedsburg, which picked up a 1-0 9-inning win against Sauk Prairie. Lodi 11-2 over Mauston, and Edgewood 20-0 over Platteville in baseball in Division II. Well, despite the wet grounds, games went on last night for Church League softball at Kroska Park. St. Mary's got by the Mission 1 by a score of 11-8. Avery Kepler had his first Church League hit and two RBIs for St. Mary's. Mason Jelenic added three hits as well. Free Methodist edged Richland Baptist Temple 1 by a score of 5-4. Joshua Hassel had an unassisted double play in the win, and 11 players reached base safely for Free Methodist. Church of the Nazarene handled Bethel Lutheran 18-2. Each player on the Nazarene team had at least one hit. Levi Young was 1-for-1. Caden Thompson, 3-for-3 with two walks. And Scott D was 4-for-4. And Richland Baptist Temple 2 downed Boscobel Assembly of God 12-8. Connor Hying had a home run in the win, and Pedro Gomez played great defense in the outfield. Action continues on Tuesday night, June 4th, with the next round of Church League softball. The Chicago Cubs put an end to a classic pitcher's duel by scoring five times in the 10th to claim a 6-3 victory. Cubs rookie pitcher Ben Brown pitched hitless baseball through seven innings. Willie Adames thought he'd tied the game with a home run, but was robbed by a circus catch pulled off by Cody Bellinger. Adames came right back to tie the score 1-1 with a single in the 9th. Chicago blew the contest wide open in the extra inning. Milwaukee answered with two in the bottom of that inning, but couldn't wipe out the big lead. Pat Murphy, the manager for the Brewers, talked about Freddy Peralta's great effort.
He pitched like a number one tonight. Really toughed it out at the end. Got that last out in the 7th. I didn't want him to go over 100 pitches, but that's just such a silly number. You know, it's just one different than 99, but it seems so different. And then he had the long at bat before, but it was his game, you know, and I wanted him to give that opportunity. And so he had to throw five or six more than I was anticipating. But yeah, he was great.
He says that the Cubs' young pitchers have been tough against the Brewers.
They're very capable. You know, you look at the kid that threw tonight, you look at the kid that threw yesterday, you look at the kid that's throwing tomorrow. They're very capable. They're starting pitching very, very capable. But there's a lot of teams that are starting pitching's great that we've been okay against. So this particular team in our games, we haven't figured it out.
Bryce Wilson starts tonight's third game of the four-game series in Milwaukee against Chicago. Elsewhere, the Dodgers 5-2 over the Mets. St. Louis 7, Cincinnati 1. Atlanta beat Washington 2-0. Dodgers 3, the Mets nothing. San Diego 4-0 over Miami. San Francisco edged Philadelphia 1-0. In the American League, Boston 8, Baltimore 3. Oakland 3-0 over Tampa Bay. Minnesota 4, Kansas City 2. Toronto 7-2. 2 over the White Sox. Seattle 4, Houston 2. The Angels beat the Yankees 4-3. Interleague play, Pittsburgh and Detroit was postponed. Texas 4, Arizona 2. Cleveland 13-7 over Colorado. And in the NBA playoffs, Karl-Anthony Towns scored 20 of his 25 in the second half, and the Minnesota Timberwolves held off the Dallas Mavericks 105-100 to avoid a sweep in the Western Conference Finals. That's an update on sports. I'm Phil Nee.
Hey everyone, Jamie here from Badgerland Flooring. Did you know that pet ownership in the U.S. is at an all-time high with approximately 79.7 million families claiming at least one pet? Well, with pets come the inevitable accidents that literally can wreak havoc on your carpets. But with Mohawk Smart Strand Forever Clean Carpet with all pet warranty, you can rest assured that your carpet will remain forever fresh. If you or your pets are in need of new carpet, now is the time to stop into Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center. Check us out on the web at badgerlandflooring.com.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Right now we are having a deal on two of our most popular steel chainsaws, the MS-170 or the MS-162. Both come with a 16-inch bar and chain for only $179.99 till Father's Day or while supplies last. Do you need new chains for your present saw? Buy one chain and get the second one at half price or equal or lesser value. So stop in at our Richland Center, Muscadet store, or Ace of La Crosse to see these and many other sales. And as always, we thank you and appreciate your business.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire. All with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
think I do. I've forgotten you, how you helped me, and it felt like it's what you were born to do. If I lie enough, it might come true. I've forgotten you.
Congratulations, Highland Seniors. Your resilience, determination, and spirit have brought you to this moment. Now go forth and conquer the future. Good luck from Cardinal Glass CG, Creative Outlet, Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, WCCU Credit Union, Julie Cairns State Farm, and Fuller's Milker Center.
It is 8:30. Good morning. A reminder from Richland County Highway Department. Richland County Highway II is closed today until 3:30 from Massey Hill Drive to Bunker Hill Drive for the purpose of culvert replacement. Township of Henrietta will have a road closure coming up on Thursday. Century Farm Road on the Yuba side, Highway C, will be closed from 7 a.m. until noon. And again, that is tomorrow morning. The 911 provider for the Monroe County Sheriff's Department is currently experiencing an outage affecting both landline and cellular 911 calls in the county, as well as some surrounding counties as well around Monroe County. Rerouting is in place for some providers, but if you are unable to reach 911, you can reach the Monroe County Dispatch Center by calling 608-269-6333. Coming up, the trivia question of the day and regular features along the way. Some studio guests next hour on the morning show as well on a beautiful Wednesday. This is Luke Bryan.
Hey, farm boy, keep dropping that plow, baling that hay. Feeding them cows from the rooster crow till another long day is gone. Country on. Hey, Big Rick, keep clocking in miles, pulling that horn, making us smile, rolling that load down the road all night long. Country on. Hey, cowboy, keep slinging that rope, eating that dirt, wearing that gold, break a leg rodeo, but just don't break no bones. Country on. Hey, barkeep, how about another round? Keep the neon lit in this crazy town. Just pour a little more. Country on. Country on. Yeah. Country on. Hey, firemen, boys and girls in blue, we could sure use a lot more like you. You come running in anytime anything goes wrong. Country on. Hey, soldier, wherever you might be, hats off to keeping us free. All our thoughts and prayers till you get back home. Country on. Hey, hometown, keep throwing that ball. Raise a mass sign, hang a fish on the wall. They only stay a little so long, so love them up strong. Country on. I say, hey, hey, USA, we ain't seen our better days. Hell no, hey y'all. Digging for gold. country on.
Baby, when I look at you with them baby blues cutting right through me, you set me on the rewind back to the good times when you couldn't get enough of me. I guess I'm giving myself away, saying all the things I never did say. I lose myself, there's nothing else I can do. Baby, when I look at you. Last thing I thought I'd see was you across the bar from me and holding on to that turkey bottle, shooting them down and running full throttle. Oh, I can still taste the last time you and me and nothing but the tan lines keep running through my mind, on and on and on and on. And baby, when I look at you with them baby blues cutting right. It's shocking. Girl, you sure do know how to serve it. The way I did you, Lord, I deserve it. You know my heart, you know how to hurt it. On and on and on and on. And baby, when I look at you with them baby blues cutting right through me, you set me on the rewind back to the good time when you couldn't get enough of me. I guess I'm giving myself away, saying all the things I never did say. Cutting right through me, you set me on a rewind back to the good times when you couldn't get enough of me. I guess I'm giving myself away, saying all the things I never did say. I lose myself, there's nothing else. Look at you with them baby blues, they're cutting right through me.
Dan and Shay on WRCO Radio, and look at you. Well, a four-letter word sent Shradra Rakamurdri to a third-place finish in last year's Scripps National Spelling Bee. The 14-year-old from San Jose, California, made it back as one of 245 spellers competing in this year's Bee, which began yesterday at a convention center outside Washington. Like other returning spellers who hope to contend for the title, Shradra tried to learn from her mistake. She devoted a portion of her studying this year to the sorts of words she tends to miss. The Bee concludes Thursday night with a champion receiving a trophy and more than $50,000 in cash and prizes. Sometimes the simplest of words are the ones that trip you up. At that age, I was pretty good at four-letter words, but they weren't in the spelling bee, I don't imagine. But nonetheless, it's interesting now with spell checker, too. Words that I think are pretty easy, all of a sudden, it will highlight it. Like, what did I do wrong? Oh, okay. I before E, except after C. That's right. Okay. So, anyway, that's one of the things that does help me now in my writing. Happy birthday to Wisconsin. Today is Wisconsin, and the state actually became a state back in, 1848, of course. So, today is the day. Oh, yes. It's time to sing a little ditty to the state here, or at least a few lines. Here we go. Sing along if you know the words.
Beautiful Wisconsin, nature's wonderland. In all my dreams I see. Beautiful Wisconsin, glorious and grand. That's where I long to be.
There you go. Beautiful Wisconsin. Happy birthday to the Badger State today. That was Ken Griffin at the organ, and we'll be right back with a trivia question of the day.
Looking for some great deals? The Family Thrift Shop has you covered. Our bigger bag sale was a great success, and the shelves and racks have been restocked with many new donations of clothing and household items. Come and shop locally, where the profits of your purchases help support other area nonprofit organizations. We are open Wednesday through Friday, 9 o'clock a.m. to 5 o'clock p.m., and on Saturday, 10 o'clock to 4 o'clock. The Family Thrift Shop, located in downtown Richland Center at 120 South Main Street. See you there!
You'll love an A&W root beer float. Made fresh root beer with real cane sugar meets a perfect swirl of creamy vanilla soft serve in our signature frosty mug. Try one today and watch all your worries float away. Only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
My friends swim no matter the season, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can sometimes take me out of the moment. Now, thanks to Skyrizi and Clear Skin, count me in. With Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Today's trivia question is sponsored by the good folks at Walsh's Ace of Richland Center and Muscadet, and Ace of Lacrosse, Ace, the helpful place. Getting help at Ace is like going to your neighbor.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. Right now, we are having a deal on two of our most popular steel chainsaws, the MS-170 or the MS-162. Both come with a 16-inch bar and chain for only $179.99 till Father's Day or while supplies last. Do you need new chains for your present saw? Buy one chain and get the second one at half price or equal or lesser value. So stop in at our Richland Center, Muscadet store, or Ace of Lacrosse to see these and many other sales. And as always, we thank you and appreciate your business.
Today's trivia question can net you a great prize from Walsh's Ace if you know the right answer. You have the quickest dialing fingers in the West. So here we go. Today, which Major League Baseball team did Craig Counsell play for when he was first in the big leagues? Is it A, the Marlins, B, the Diamondbacks? Could it be C, the Rockies, or D, the Brewers? Craig Counsell, and who did he first play for as a member of a big league ball club? There you go. Marlins, Diamondbacks, Rockies, or Brewers, your choices. 608-647-4155. Congrats to our winner today. That's Allie Steinhorst. Way to go, Allie. Which MLB team did Craig Counsell play for when he was first in the big leagues? Well, Counsell played for five teams during his MLB career. He started with the Rockies. You should have answered C, 1995. Then played for the Pirates. So I think a lot of people forget about that. 3 years, 96 through 99. The Brewers from 2000 to 2006. The Diamondbacks from 2007 to 2009. And the Brewers again from 2010 to 2013. He retired after the 2013 season. Craig Counsell back in Milwaukee. Well, actually, he lives there, but as a manager, managing in Milwaukee for the first time since leaving the Brewers behind for some big money. In fact, I was at his last game. We went to the last game of the season last year, Cubs and Brewers, and little did we know that life would change that quickly within a month or so, or he'd be switching benches. Allie is a winner, our latest winner from Walsh's Ace. Thank you so much for playing Wednesday Morning Trivia. Before 9 WRCO time, that was Chris Stapleton.
It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We're hooking you up with Wisconsin Dells prize packs, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, plus the chance to win a summer getaway to Door County, Lake Geneva, or a lake house vacation. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your first chance to win in this statewide contest starting Monday, June 3rd at 7 a.m. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer.
Coming Saturday, June 1st to the Cal Center in Reedsburg, the Molly B. Stage Show, a tribute to veterans. Sponsored by the American Legion Post 350, Molly B. and the band will put on another great show for all ages and a tribute to the veterans. Tickets will be available at Molly B.'s website, MOLLIEB.com, or you can call 608-393-7314. You've seen her on TV and in the movies. See her in person Saturday at 1. June 1st, the Molly B. Show, a tribute to the veterans. Don't miss it.
Heartland Christmas Trees, your fresh connection for locally grown real Christmas trees during the holiday season, thanks you for your continued support. Heartland Christmas Trees is a family business serving the area since 1978 and features homemade wreaths, garlands, decorations, and free shaking and netting of your tree. Look for their Christmas season retail outlets throughout the area and enjoy a real tree from Heartland Christmas Trees.
Young Band and the Love Talking. Well, I was quick to correct Hank this morning, but and I need to be corrected too. The MLB profile I pulled says that Craig Counsell played for the Pirates, but we can find no record of that. I was called out on that. I looked up. No, it doesn't, but it does say that here. So, conflicting sources. Can you imagine that? But otherwise, when we mentioned Craig Counsell's playing career, did not mention the fact that he played for the Marlins. And, of course, he was a part of a couple of different World Series, one with the Marlins and one with the Diamondbacks as well. So quite a prolific career for Counsell. And that's it for trivia. Again, yeah, I stand corrected. It doesn't show that he played for the Pirates. Maybe it was a bunch of minor league Pirates or something. Trails time coming up, then news time from ABC and community conversation on the morning show. Here's Blake Shelton.
Dixie cup martinis, second one's a freebie. Happy Friday afternoon. That neon sun's arising. I'm sitting here admiring the summer dress that's shining through. Had just enough to tell you the truth. Don't wanna scoot the boots of nobody. Get straight tequila drunk on nobody. Wrap these arms around nobody. Nobody but yours. Don't wanna shadow dance with nobody. Slide some cotton off of nobody. Don't wanna wake up kissing. Talking, last call on Milwaukee, out there to a checkered cab. Beeline to your condo, Conway on the stereo. Girl, I'd love to lay you down, down, down. Don't wanna scoot the boots of nobody. Get straight tequila drunk on nobody. Wrap these arms around.
Happy trails.